So let's review. Zakt the Mishnah, Matzish Dari Chayif. If someone finds loan documents, Emesh Behen Achayis Nachasim, Lo Yachzer, Shebez Din Nefroin Mehen. If they mention a lien on the debtor's properties, he may not return the document because Bezdin will collect the loans with these documents. However, Ein Behen Achayis Nachasim Yachzer, Shein Bezdin Nefroin Mehen Dibri Meir. Remeir says that he may return the document that does not mention such a lien because Bezdin will not collect with it. V'chacham Aymen Benkach or Benkach Lo Yachzer B'nei Shebezdin Nefroin Mehen. The Chum maintained that he does not return either document because Bezdin will collect with them. The Gemara questions Remeir's distinction. If the debtor admits that the document is valid, it should be returned even if it has a lien because it will be rightfully collected. And if the debtor disputes the document validity, he should not return it even if it does not have a lien because he might wrongly collect b'nei chayri, property presently owned by the debtor. The Gemara cites three approaches. Rabbi Yochanan explains, Machlekes Keshechayev Moida. The Mishnah is discussing a case where the debtor admits to the loan. Nevertheless, Rabbi Meir says, Yesh ben achayis nachasim lo ya'achzer, because Rabbi Asi explains, Kol shtori lo rei. Ordinarily, documents are not subject to suspicion, but hani rei. This document arouses suspicion, as Rashi explains, because ho benafle yesh leimim ho yakasha ho yinizaboy. If it were valid, he would have guarded more carefully. Therefore, we suspect Cheshina Shemekas of Lubis Benisin, Vloilova Atishre, Vos Limit of Lekucha Shleikidin. Perhaps he wrote the document sometime before the loan actually took place. And if he returns the document to the creditor, he might wrongly collect property that the debtor sold after the date written in the document, but before the date of the actual loan, even though the lien was not actually in effect at that time. Although generally we do not suspect that a document predates the loan, because in Kaisman Shtar Laleva Kashin Malva Imay. For this very reason, one may not write a document for the debtor without the creditor being present, unless b'shtar hakna d'hasha b'nafshe, if the document stipulates for the lien to take effect immediately, regardless of whether the loan actually happens. Therefore, we should not suspect that this document predates the loan. Nevertheless, kiven enoughful istrolei b'chashin and d'me'ikri b'kasav, a lost document arouses suspicion, and we are concerned that perhaps it was written earlier. However, the Chacham say, Benkach Benkach lo yachzer, because the Chacham maintain achrayis toy sefer. The establishment of a lien is always assumed, even if not explicitly mentioned in the shtar. Therefore, there is a concern that any document might be used to wrongly collect property, and so they are not returned. Abaye also agrees, Machlekes Keshechayev Moida. The Mishnah is discussing a case where the debtor admits to the loan. However, he maintains, Leke Lemechesh Teikri V'chasev, we would not suspect that a document was written incorrectly, rather Eidav Bechasum of Zachamai, Dafel Eshtari Delav Akna. All documents may be written without the creditor being present because the signatories create an immediate lien if the Kamatu Liyadi. The document is eventually handed over and the loan was finalized. However, Heichad Lemat Liyadi Lo Yamrinan. If he never received the document, the lien does not take effect as the Braisa says, Matze Giti Nashim Meshachur Avadim Daik Tiki Matana B'Sheivarim Harizu Lo Yachzer. One does not return lost documents of any sort, shemeksuvim hayu, v'nimlechalim shleilitnim, because they may have written the document and then reconsidered, and the recorded transaction never occurred. Nevertheless, Remeir does not allow one to return a document with achrayis, because chayish leperon ublekanunya. We suspect that the loan was actually paid, but the debtor admitted to the debt because he was conspiring with the creditor to deceive the buyer and confiscate the property. Abaye too explains that the Chacham hold achrayis toy sefer. The establishment of a lien is always assumed, even if not explicitly mentioned in the document. Therefore, there is a concern that any document would be used to wrongly collect property, and so they are not returned. According to both these approaches, kishein chayiv moida divriakol lo yachzer dechashin leperoin, all agree that a document is not returned if the debtor denies its validity because it might have been paid. Rabbi Elazar and Shmuel explain machlekes b'shein chayiv moida. The Mishnah is discussing a case where the debtor denies the debt. Nevertheless, Rabbi Meir says ki im b'machrayis yachzer, because oim hoy Rabbi Meir, Remeir holds that a document that does not mention a lien is not valid and cannot be used at all, and so it is returned. For the creditor to use to wrap his bottles. However, it's not returned to the Leiva for this purpose, because Leiva Omar Lohi Dvar Me'olam. The debtor denied the document's validity, so he certainly has no claim to it. However, the Chacham hold, Mimnei Chari Migvagavi. Although there is no lien, he can collect from the debtor's unencumbered properties, and so if the creditor denies the loan, the document may not be returned. According to this interpretation, all agree that the document is returned if the debtor admits to the claim. But we do not suspect a conspiracy because a debtor usually destroys promissory notes immediately upon receiving them back, and so the document obviously represents an outstanding debt. The Gemara cites a brayso that quotes Reb Meir as saying, "Yesh b'machrayas nechasim, afa pishashnei moidim, layachzer leilaze veleilaze." A document that establishes a lien is never returned. Clearly, Tani Kapos said, "Reb Yechanan, v'tuyuf to Reb Elazar b'Shmuel." The brayso supports Reb Yechanan's approach that machlekes kishchayiv moide and refutes the explanation of Reb Elazar and Shmuel that kishchayiv moide devei hakol yachzer. This brayso also refutes another statement of Shmuel. Matzah shtar hakna b'shuk yachzer labaylim leichashin leperayin. If one finds a document that establishes a lien, regardless of whether the loan takes place, he may return it even if the debtor claims that the loan was repaid, because we assume he would have destroyed the document. However, the Braisa says, "Afa pishashnei moidim lo yachzer lelazeh velelazeh," because chashin leperayin. We suspect that the loan was paid, and they are conspiring to confiscate the indebted property, even though the debtor admits to the debt. V'kol shekein hacha delei moid deleiva. Therefore, we certainly suspect it was paid if the debtor does not admit to the debt and claims it was repaid.